This is a replay of the Tuesday night, November 12th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. And if you want to continue to vote, I'd love it on the World's Worst Hit Records annual poll. Yes, Carol, Queen of Show Prep Ford, is tabulating and doing a wonderful job at it, by the way. So you know this is a legitimate count. Yeah, that's right. Have no doubt. And yes, I don't get to vote. And actually, I prohibited John from voting, too, although he told me last night that if he could, Mana Mana by Piero Umiliani would be on his list. Well, might be why I prohibited him from voting. I like that song. All right, well, that's the beauty of it, because all of the world's worst hit records were hits. Don't care about the decade, don't care about the genre. As long as it was a hit, it qualifies, as long as you hate it. All right, so by all means, vote. Call just for that, or just spill it out while you're talking about something else. 888-876-5593. All right, now this lab monkey story I was talking about earlier in my little plug during the news. 43 rhesus monkeys fled from a Columbia, South Carolina medical lab. Now, when you see that headline, you think to yourself, as I was saying, what could possibly go wrong with this? Well, the good news is, by the way, is this was pre-treatment. The monkeys had not yet been exposed to anything. They were there for brain research. Yeah, I know. And I'm not sure exactly how that works, but I do know that last Wednesday they made a break for it. And at Alpha Genesis. And the people at Alpha Genesis say that they think that the monkeys were just out having a great adventure. They're very social. A couple go out, so the rest follow them. All right, so a week later, because I got to look at this, you know, 43 monkeys, what's going on? 13 are still on the loose. As I say, the best news of all is this was pre any research, so the monkeys are carrying nothing as far as that goes. But nonetheless, authorities suggest people keep their doors closed and windows rolled up, and all that kind of stuff. And so they're also saying, we cannot stress enough the importance of the public avoiding the area, and under no circumstances should drones be operated. Well, they can startle the animals and cause further stress. Now, you know, it's a medical research facility. Obviously, these monkeys aren't there to be treated kindly with life expectancies and happy, playful behavior. I'm not saying they torture them, but nonetheless, I don't think there's anybody who thinks that that life in a lab is probably good for the monkey. So, of course, there are some of us who are rooting that they never be returned. Well, 13 so far are not. But they've got a line on them. They believe right now, as I speak, that they've bedded down for sleep overnight. But apparently this is 60 miles west of Charleston. While they're asking neighbors to be vigilant and keep the doors and windows closed and secured, they are continuing to search for said 13. So that's the deal there. And you gotta wonder, though. Yeah, I know. The two lead monkeys, they think it was like that a couple left and then everybody else followed. The two lead monkeys, yeah, Did they have any idea what was going on or about to? All right, so that was one story. On an unrelated topic, we also have a list of 10 restaurants that have filed bankruptcy this year, chains we're talking about. All of them, as far as I know, reorganization. They're not going away completely, but they're coming back in new and different ways. So maybe we'll discuss that as well. But we're going to kick it off with some votes on the world's worst hit records with Dawn in Buffalo Grove. All right, Dawn.
Okay, hi, Riley. The first one is The Sun Will Come Up Tomorrow from Annie.
Oh, God. I somebody probably did have a hit version of that. I'll look for it.
Okay. The next one is Let It Go from Frozen.
Now, what's Frozen?
Well, I think it's a movie now.
Okay, see, here's the thing. They need to be hit records. They can't be just part of, like, dramatic things. They need to be hit records. And I'll look it up. In fact, I'll tell you, Carol will look it up for us, and thank you in advance, Carol. But, yeah, I'm not sure, but I'll have her look it up.
Well, I think it was a record. Going on now. I know it's a play, too.
Okay,
musical.
Right.
The other one is, I'm not sure of the title of this one. Dominique.
Oh, The Singing Nun.
Oh, is that one?
Yeah, that was The Singing Nun. That qualifies. That's the spirit. I guarantee you that one qualifies. We'll check on the other two as well, Dawn.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yes. Dominique was definitely a hit. So tomorrow? Yeah, probably somebody had a hit version of it, but I don't know. But Carol will. That's the beauty of that. All right, Marianne in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Riley.
How's it going?
Okay, how's it going with you?
Yeah, I can't complain.
Okay. All I got to say is from that previous story, Hey there, the monkey.
Well,
I hope they don't catch the rest of them.
Yeah,
go,
I know.
Monkey, go.
Yeah, I was kind of going for that too. And they're little. They're like baby monkeys. I think they were only like 7 pounds each.
Yeah, I just saw something on my tablet here. I was scanning through it. I saw there's like 13 left or something.
Yeah, that's the last count I had.
43 got away.
Yep.
I'm like, go monkey, go.
Yeah.
I mean, enough is enough with working on these animals like this.
Yeah.
But, I called you because, did you hear Ella Jenkins passed away?
Yes, 100 years old. And
because I called you before about that.
And, you know,
she was turning 100.
Yeah.
And I saw a few days ago she passed away.
She did, and there were some interesting interviews and stories about her past. My favorite was an interview she had done with NPR, where, you know, a lot of her stuff, like all children's songs, and for people who don't know, Ella Jenkins really was the first lady of children's music. She's 100 years old, almost exactly, and she was a Chicagoan. All right. Now, many of these kids' records are call and response, and it was interesting that in an interview, she got the notion from Cab Calloway. And I thought that was great. And she said, when he'd say, "Heidi, Heidi, Heidi, ho," she said, you know, you'd sing it back at him. And she said, that's the idea, the call and response. But
I believe they said she used to go over here to the Old Town School of Music.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, sing for the kids.
Sure. And sing with the kids, because in that call and response thing, the kids were involved in it.
Yeah.
So there you are. Yeah, so rest in peace, Ella. Yes, the other thing?
The other thing is I need you guys to pray for my little dog.
What's going on?
Her immune system is compromised. Blood count is horrible. A little bit of something going on with her liver.
Age?
So they put her on a
age of
cortisone.
Well, when you put somebody on cortisone drugs like prednisone, if your immune system is compromised, you're going to have even less immunity with that. So, how old is the dog?
She just turned 7.
Okay, so a young dog. What breed?
Chihuahua. Remember when I just got her recently?
Yes, I do. I do, but I forgot the breed. I know it was a small dog.
Yep.
All right.
But every day I've been seeing... I'm losing my voice over all of this.
Yeah.
I've seen improvement almost every day.
Good.
She started the prednisone yesterday.
Good.
But she's back to coming in my bedroom and waking me up in the morning. Now that she's on the prednisone, she's constantly hungry.
All right.
So I feed her multiple times a day, but just a little bit each time.
What does the vet say?
Well, she says she's got her age on her side and the fact that there's nothing else wrong with her. She says usually going on prednisone for 6 months, they have an 80% success rate.
Yeah, but what does, you know, obviously when you put somebody on steroids, it's to mask the symptoms. It doesn't cure anything. But what does the vet think that this is masking? What's going on?
I'm not sure yet, but they're going to do more blood work on Thursday.
Okay.
To see if things are getting better. It's just something. I said, is it something I fed her? She said, no.
No, it wouldn't be.
Okay, it's just something that came up.
Right, and I wonder what it is. Now, hopefully the lab work will tell you more of what this is.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I mean, I've been going to this vet for many, many years. They've taken several of our family pets from cradle to grave.
Right.
And when I was there Friday, she said, we're going to send the blood work out, and we'll call you most likely Monday, since, you know, it's the weekend, with the results. I said, okay, you can call my house phone, and then we'll send you da-da-da-da-da on your cell phone. I go, don't send me anything on my cell phone, because I have just a little flip phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just text on it, take pictures, talk. That's all I need. And they sent me this website to click on.
Mm-hmm.
And when I click on these websites that them and CBS send me, it tells me unsecured website and it won't let me go.
Mm.
So I went to my tablet, tried typing it in. I mean, it was a real weird thing.
Yeah.
https://:// (2). I mean, it was made no sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to forward it to one of my girlfriends.
Yeah.
She got into it and could read it. Then she sent it to my son, and he got into it and was able to read it.
Mm-hmm.
It just told us that she was going to be on prednisone for 6 months. They told me the price of the prednisone, which is like between $8 and $11 a month.
Okay.
I said, that's nothing compared to putting her in the hospital.
Now, so they didn't give you any results in terms of what the blood work showed?
They did, but it didn't make any sense to me. So when I go in Thursday, I'm going to tell them, tell me in layman's terms.
Yeah, right, in English. I want to know what this is. Yeah, absolutely.
Unless they do the blood and then they come back and they go, everything's getting better.
That's not an answer. You still want to know everything's getting better would tell me nothing. So find out what's going on.
I had an eyedropper that was like 3 inches long, and I was sucking up water in that and giving it to her because her gums were real light-colored. Her eyes are okay. They're not jaundice. There was no yellowing in her ears. There was little yellowing on her gums.
Okay. Well, Thursday's only 2 days away, so you'll know, but definitely hold them to finding out what did the blood work show. And, you know, if they're saying she'll be on a steroid for 6 months, you want to know, okay, exactly what are you treating?
Yeah.
You're right.
Now she's eating and drank a half a bowl of water.
Well, that sounds good. It sounds like the end result's going to be great, and I know that's a big relief.
Yeah, it is, because I thought she was mad at me when she started acting different.
No.
Because I kept saying to her, would you like a little sister?
Oh, God.
And I thought maybe I'd find a little cute applehead chihuahua that would be company for her. Yeah, now, see, she's a deerhead chihuahua, so she is not a lap dog, a huggy type dog.
Mm-hmm.
But the appleheads want to be in your lap all the time. They lay in your bed next to your leg to keep themselves warm. So, but I got to see what goes on with her first before I think about that.
Right, exactly. Your first first priority is getting her back on track and know that all is well. And good luck on that, and let me know.
Yeah, I wouldn't just go right out and adopt a dog. I'd bring it home as a foster.
Well, even before you think about anything like that, let's take care of this little guy first.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, let me know.
Okay. Oh, can I give a couple songs for the...
World's Worst? Oh, my pleasure. What are they?
Dancing Queen.
ABBA, yes. Fine choice.
Fernando.
Another fine choice.
Yeah. I don't have any more right now, but I will think of more.
All right.
Calling you back.
I'm counting on it. Thanks, and good luck.
Thanks.
All right. So, yeah, it's terrifying because obviously your pets can't talk to you. Not most of us anyway, assuming you're not a psychic. You don't know. When you see the pale gums and all that, of course you freak. So glad things are looking up and she'll get a full report, hopefully, on Thursday. So we'll talk to Ruth in Gurnee and Karen in Tennessee and Jake in Skokie and Jeff in Beloit. And there's plenty of room for you, too, at, well, one line available. I exaggerate. 888-876-5593. Grab it while you can. All right, in the meantime, if you listen to this show, one thing I know is you love radio. And if you do, you should know all about the Sea Crane Company. And maybe you already do know about them. But if not, many years ago, when all of us were complaining about how bad reception was in the radios that were currently on the market, Bob Crane said, I can do better. And boy, did he. And from that was a whole company. And the one commonality with every product that Bob Crane brings out is that they all have just killer reception. Yeah. And the CC Radio 2E is the perfect example of that. And the way to tell, take your average radio and tune it to a weak AM station, you know, one that's barely coming in. Then take the CC Radio 2E, put it right next to it, tune to the same station, and you'll be just blown out of the water. It's just one of the best AM and FM radios out there today. And you will hear things with better clarity, and obviously it's not a miracle worker if the station isn't over your head somehow. It's not going to pick up things that aren't there. But the difference is there are so many things that are out there, and especially on AM, they're surrounded by a lot of noise and all that. But even on FM, there's all sorts of issues when you talk about great reception. And I'll tell you what, I think the CC Radio 2E against just about any other radio out there will just outperform it. It's designed to receive long-range receptions for AM and FM, making weak signals stronger. But you also get the weather alert and a weather band, which is nice. It's got digital readout and presets, and it's got a clock and an alarm, a little dial light. It's just terrific. And it's my bedside companion. I love it. And this week, you can receive free standard shipping. In fact, you can get that from any order above $50 on the Sea Crane catalog, which you can see online at ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com. But if you can't go online, they've got the world's best customer service. You can call them, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. They'll send you out a catalog free of charge if you want, and they'll answer all your questions. And yes, you can order online. But I have a feeling if you're looking for a radio that's just going to outperform anything you've got, you'll find it on the Sea Crane catalog, ccradio.com. And tip to the wise, look at that CC Radio 2E. I think you'll be pleased. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Fast
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James, and yes, that is my favorite Charlie Rich record. And Dallas Frazier, who wrote it, was finishing it just literally hours before that session. And a surprising hit on Smash it was in 1965, and Don and Bloit wanted to hear it as more Charlie Rich, including some of the early days. So I think we'll play something from Phillips next. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And let's see, we're voting on the world's worst hit records. We're talking about Monkeys on the Loose. Yeah, I know. Most of us, certainly, if not rationally, emotionally, are rooting for the last 13. That's right. Avoid the lab. Well, we'll see. Jeff and Beloit, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley, I've got two songs for you and then a monkey story.
All right.
The two songs, one I actually like was A Brand New Key. It was kind of a cutesy song.
Well, now, if you like it, you can't vote for it.
Okay, well, here's my other one. Okay. Here's what I don't like.
Yeah.
Who Let the Dogs Out?
Oh, the Baha Men.
I don't know who sang it.
Yeah, that's who sang it. That's who, I know that because it was big one year in the Mummers Parade.
Okay.
That's all right.
Well, the monkey story that I have is that a friend of mine had a monkey, and he was married. And...
Not to the monkey, right?
No, not to the monkey.
Just checking.
Right. Okay, so the couple split, all right, and then she was going to go on vacation. She asked her boyfriends to watch the monkey, and the monkey kept on biting. A male monkey kept on biting the boyfriends that were or whoever's going to watch this monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said that he got a call to go, you know, take care of the monkey. And he said, they're very primeval. They always have to know who the alpha male is. When you're in a room, they have to know. So they'll come and bite you. So he said, and I don't think everybody's going to agree with this, but he grabbed the monkey and he bit it. All right. And then he said the monkey just chilled out. He knew who the alpha male was.
There you are. There's probably other ways to describe display the traits for being the alpha male. But biting the monkey, I guess, was effective, if nothing else. He didn't come down with any rare diseases or anything, did he?
No. It was a pet. But mm-hmm. Now the other thing, too, is I'm watching an interview. I think it was with Rob Lowe. And he was doing a movie with a bunch of monkeys. He says, I love it here. I love them working with the monkeys, but they keep on biting me. And I just laughed because, you know, they were all thinking that he wasn't the alpha male
right,
and they kept on biting.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Obviously, he needed to talk to your friend.
I can't imagine what would you do with 20 monkeys around. I mean, if you just bit one, he'd let out a yelp. You know, I don't know.
I think you'd probably have to ascertain who the team leader was. Because I think like in this break of 43 monkeys, probably two were in charge and 41 followed.
Yeah, but you can imagine, though, if somebody sees this little monkey and he goes, oh, it's cute and everything and it's a male. I don't know if they would do it outside, but if you had it inside and this male was getting older... And he wanted to know, you're probably going to get bit. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad bite, I guess, from what I understand.
Well,
but
it's not a bad thing because it's not you that they're biting. So
That's true. But these other 15 ones, I'm rooting for them. I hope they get out and they don't have to get in that situation.
But, me too. Yeah, well, we'll see. I know that the police in South Carolina are convinced that they'll have them all rounded up by morning. We'll see.
I just hope none of them get shot for writing.
I do,
you know, it's a normal thing.
Yeah, that's unacceptable all the way around. Well, I'll try to stay on it. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Riley.
Appreciate
good night.
You too. Yeah, all right. So, Who Let the Dogs Out? Yeah, that's. I think that might be our first vote this year for this. But again, I've got legitimacy on my side. Carol is tabulating. Yeah, you don't want to trust me with this. I lose the lists. All right, so Ruth in Gurnee has information for Fran. About what, Ruth?
Hi, but first of all, let everyone hear. Can we stand up and cheer and let a winner lead the way?
Help us.
Did I win the trivia yesterday?
No, now, I don't think so. Now, go on. What is the information for Fran?
Okay, I only got 2 minutes of idle chatter. Okay, this is an incredible story, which I'm not going to name the person's name. Or get any real details, you know, to narrow it down. But this lady had been on SSI for about 40 years.
Uh-huh.
And the kids got older, and they were no longer in the housing system with HUD, low-income subsidized housing. And she was receiving food stamps, and her SSI per month, approximately a little over $700 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And all the extra perks, you know, LIHEAP, electrical assistance, you know, all the extra things that come with low income. So a sugar daddy left her $150,000.
Oh, God.
And she spent it in a year.
No.
By not declaring it. She maintained her food stamps. She maintained her low-income housing. And that's a legality that if you receive one amount of money, you don't have to declare it in any circumstances regarding your food stamps or your housing. So she went through it in 1 year. She spent $150,000. Then she moved from a high-end Evanston to a condo, low-income housing, approximately a 20-year subdivision with a three-bedroom garage fireplace, and she was there for a few years. And then she moved to another house not far away near a fixed-route bus route, too. Her car broke down, and she had gone through all the money, trips, clothes, shop till you drop. So she sued her landlady because she missed one stair that didn't have the railing going to the bottom of the stair. It took her a couple of years to get through the court system.
Oh, God.
And she got close to $100,000, and that would be about a year and a half to 2 years ago, and she went through that in 1 year. And she kept her subsidized housing. The lady requested her to leave, so she had to find another location of subsidized housing. But you're talking about near to $250,000 in her, whatever it was, 5 year span of getting this excess amount of money. And Fran is worried about her few hundred dollars.
Well, Fran has nothing.
One time payment.
You must have missed the call. Fran has nothing to worry about. It was just a snafu. It was bureaucracy. They weren't actually trying to audit her. There just was a meeting that had to be recorded, and it wasn't, you know, in their notes, and now it's fine, and she's getting it, so it's over. But...
Well, I knew that was going to happen.
You're right, and it did happen. But the reality, though, is, unfortunately, selective enforcement is too real. And for anybody who is going to help someone who is disabled and on SSI, I strongly suggest they put the money in a special needs trust and do it in such a way so that it is exempt, so you don't have to spend it all in 1 year or hide it or hope that they're not coming to call.
Well,
that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. And, you know, I would urge everybody who's thinking about that, for God's sakes, work it out first, because it can be a nightmare while you're waiting to see, because as you're saying, all the downline benefits start from, did you qualify for SSI? So if you're thrown out of that, you can wind up losing a lot of other benefits. Now, the other thing is that for many people who have been on SSI, they may qualify for regular Social Security due to a parent's work record, if they in fact were disabled when they were a child, or an ex-spouse or a spouse. So there's ways to look at it, and I would hope that everybody would reevaluate their situation every few years.
Okay. I wanted to make this comment that every once in a while you sneak in, or someone else does, something political. And I want you to be reminded of that nothing matters on your show. So,
no, it doesn't. It doesn't. Absolutely, people are going to make comments and all that. But you're 100% right that this is meant to be a respite from that. And obviously, we recently had elections, and I want you to concentrate on the world's worst hit records, not who is in Washington.
Well, the point is that when you do the backbone of freedom of speech and you sneak in something political, I always think to myself, good. It's always great, when it pertains to it doesn't matter.
It doesn't
matter. So anyway, I thought your question about the one president who did something that no other one.
And you'll have to listen next Monday, because it's a straggler and it is still out there. So think about it and call me Monday and give me your guess.
I know. I got an answer.
Okay, don't answer it now. answer it Monday.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate
it. Okay.
Gotta go. Talk to you soon. All right. So there we have it for Ruth. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Oh, yeah, and that other Charlie Rich record I promised to play coming up next on WGN Radio.
Ha-ha! You finally found out what love is all about. You finally found out what love's all about.
Uh-oh, you finally found out.
Yeah, you finally found out. And now you're feeling blue.
You finally found out.
Just like you ran away from me. Now he's running around on you. I'm so happy. I can shout. I think I'll run all over town and shout.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, you finally found out. Charlie Rich, 1962 on Philips. And he wrote it. And a fine little record is a flip side. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And the votes continue on the world's worst hit records. Oh, Karen in Tennessee, what do you got for me?
Hey, Raleigh. I've got two songs that I'll be voting for, previously nominated, and all then right. Two new songs to nominate.
Good, good.
Okay, and Leah had nominated "Send in the Clowns."
Uh-huh.
I'm going to vote for that.
Okay, good.
And did you know that charted twice in '75 and '77?
What a horrible thought! No, I didn't. What caused that?
People must have been depressed. I don't know.
Yeah.
The other song I'd like to vote for is what Gary and Austin had nominated, "Once You Understand" by Think.
Oh yes.
Which is a relatively uplifting song because at least you can laugh at it.
They didn't mean for you to, but yes, you could.
Okay, and then the new songs. Morning Train by Sheena Easton from 1981.
Oh, Sheena Easton. All right.
That one's a real sausage grinder. I don't believe it has any there's no syncopation in it at all, I don't think.
Okay. And what else?
Okay, and that last year, Valerie had called in, and she had nominated a Duran Duran song, and she had me in stitches. She had nominated Union of the Snake, but there's actually a worse one called The Wild Boys.
Oh, yeah?
1984.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Duran.
The lead, yeah, The Wild Boys.
All right.
And Simon LeBon, the lead singer, was just straining to reach the high notes. So he was pretty much screaming throughout the entire song.
Well,
but both of those songs, I have to just turn the radio off.
All right. On. Good choices. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Thank
all
you.
Right,
bye.
Good deal. Yes, all right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Now, let me take a look, actually, before we move on to see. This is, of course, the 12th. I am aware of that. And that means we have, 2 weeks and 1 day of voting. All right. So be getting those votes in. You can vote as many times as you want, but only once for the same song, all right? But if you've heard something that somebody else has nominated and you want to second it, by all means. And if you want to suggest something, you haven't heard anybody else mention it, equally welcome. Leah and Marcus Hook, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's happening?
Hold on.
Okay.
Had to take y'all's speakerphone.
All right. So what's up?
How are you tonight, Raleigh?
Can't complain.
I was going to ask you to play a song for me. I don't know. I know you don't like this group very much, but this song is very apropos for what's going on this week, and I was hoping you could play it. It's called Get Over It.
Who did it?
By the Eagles. by the Eagles?
Oh, God, I can't even imagine. No, I think we're going to be skipping it.
Well, can you listen to it at least?
You're going to make me listen to it? All right, when I get off the air, I'll listen.
It doesn't sound like an Eagle song.
That's what they all say. All right, I'll check it out. So what else?
Okay, and then I wanted to talk about the monkeys, the poor monkeys. But still, you don't know if they have, like, the Black Death or something.
Well, no, supposedly, the lab, of course, they could be lying, but I'm taking them at their word. They are swearing that this is pre-testing. Now, these monkeys are only between 6 and 7 pounds each, so they may be telling the truth. They may be pre-testing.
I don't know. I don't believe them.
Well, the authorities are saying keep your windows rolled up, so that's something. All right.
Yeah.
But yes, there as of this morning, were 13 on the loose. There were 30 captured. Amazing what food will do. They lured 30 back to their cages due to food. Hopefully the remaining 13 will be independent, but we'll have another count by tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah, as long as nobody is out there feeding them, you know.
Well,
leaving bananas for them or anything, you know?
I have a feeling wherever they are, nobody has seen them. So far they're evading being caught or identified.
Yeah. Yeah, those poor. I mean, I feel sorry for them. You know, if they haven't been tested on yet, or even if they have, no wonder they want to escape. You know, I don't believe in animal testing anyway.
Yeah. So there you have it. I'm trying to see if we have a nighttime count on the monkeys, because as of this morning, it was 13. I don't know if any more have been captured.
Well, how many escaped to begin with?
43.
43?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
43, and 13 were still on the loose as of this morning. Now, I have news from... 12 hours ago, still saying that. Then Greenville online says, what is Monkey Island? All right. So there actually is an island off of Beaufort, South Carolina, but I don't believe that's where Monkey Island is, in fact. The island is actually Morgan Island, and it's been known as Monkey Island for a variety of reasons. But anyway, I don't see...
Maybe that's where they're trying to get
No,
to.
I don't... I'm pretty sure that, that's where they were. You see, the Primate Research Center is on Morgan Island, you see.
So
that's where they were leaving. So
there was maybe a haven for monkeys.
No. Morgan Island, they call it Monkey Island because they're researching on monkeys, of course, you know. It used to be part of the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, and they had a monkey colony owned by the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease. And anyway, so it's been Monkey Island since the rhesus monkeys were put on the island, I think like 1979, maybe. And what it was, we got them because the government of India had banned the export of viable research animals. So the problem there is they had to get more monkeys, so they started a breeding program, and that was Monkey Island. And originally it was 1,400 monkeys, and they say now it's over 4,000, but I don't know. I don't think they were all at the same particular testing lab. But anyway, it's illegal to get on Morgan Island because humans might disrupt the monkeys' habitats and all that. So you can take a boat. I kid you not. You can take a cruise around Monkey Island. I'm not making this up. No promises you'll see a monkey, but you will be in the water. So anyway, that's the deal of Monkey Island. So that's where the 43 monkeys were, and the 30 are now back, and the 13 are probably looking to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, well, so that's a deal. I think the local Morgan Island, it's not really Monkey Island, it's Morgan Island. I think that's Yemisi. They have a police department, so I can try to look up to see if the Yemisi Police Department has in fact given me a report on said monkeys. So I don't know. All right, so nothing updated. All right, so as far as we know, 13, but I'm sure we'll get a head count by tomorrow morning.
Okay, and then I want to give you an update on my false teeth.
Good, 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 good. Are they en route finally?
Yeah, Thursday I go in for a fitting on my bottom teeth, and then 2 weeks after that I go in for a fitting on my top teeth, and then 2 weeks after that I should get both.
Now, that's like the end of the year.
Yeah.
All right. And it was June when you had your teeth removed?
March.
March! Oh, God. Yeah. If they told you it was going to be 9 months, how would you have handled that?
Well, see, I had to go back for surgery, though.
I know.
So that's what slowed it down.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, well, maybe that'll be your Christmas present then. Let's hope.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, good luck. All right, the gums are feeling fine.
I won't have them for Thanksgiving.
No.
I was hoping to have them for Thanksgiving, but...
You know, turkey is very edible. You'll be able to do this.
Yeah, assuming it's mashed potatoes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thanksgiving dinner is pretty forgiving. All right, let me know. Keep me posted. Let me know how it goes Thursday.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks. We'll pick it up next hour here on WGN Radio.
Hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. Rest of those girls.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free, fresh wind in my hair.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate California. It's crowded and damp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine.
And I love the Yankees.
Jeter's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake. I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Parkway.
She goes to the opera.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. It was Jim in Richmond who wanted something by Lady Gaga, and now he's gotten it. The Lady is a Tramp, 2014 on Columbia. It was from the Cheek to Cheek album. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Eduardo in Tampa. What's up tonight, Eduardo?
Hey, Raleigh. I wanted to bring up a couple of things first. I got those forms about that pension thing. Remember I told you, that, I was going to be getting that in the mail.
Yes.
So I wanted to toss that around and get your opinion and your audience opinion, lump sum versus, monthly payment.
Okay. What is the lump sum and
that's from the old job?
Right. But I mean, what is the amount of the lump sum and what is the annuity and how long does it last?
Well, let me get to the forms here, but I don't want to kind of like say the amount on there, but...
Here's the deal. There's no way to answer your question if you don't compute the amounts. That you can do yourself, but there's no way to answer the question in the abstract.
Okay. So on the lump sum... it's like $72,000.
Okay.
And they're going to do 20% for federal taxes if you do that option.
Well, now you say they're going to do 20%. They're going to withhold 20%. Now, here's the deal.
Right.
But depending on your tax profile, that may or may not be 20%. And what you would have to pay percentage-wise in capital gains tax might not be that bad. So you don't look at it as you lose 20%. You have to know a little bit more about what you're filing.
Mm-hmm. So I'm in front of the thing that they sent me here. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Life annuity, which starts in January, $363
a month.
Right.
Okay. And so you could crunch some numbers there. So I'm trying to see what that would, off the top of my head, trying to think what that would probably be. Okay, that's about $4,300 or so a year. Let's give it $4,400 just for grins. It's not that much, but let's just assume, because okay. I want some round figures here. All right, so you're trying to figure out how many years before you hit $7,200, which would be your payout now, which theoretically you could invest. In other words, that $7,200, and we don't know if they're really taking 20% as far as that goes. That's something you need to talk about with your accountant, if you see what I mean. But in rough figures... How long would that last you? That's what I want to find out.
Let's see. Do you know my age right now? Does that matter?
No, because I'm going to assume you're going to live forever. All right. It would last you about the next 16 and a half years, maybe 17 years maximum. Okay?
Okay.
And so that's 17 years from now. That's when you would hit out the payout before taxes that you'd get today. Okay, so
to get
363 a month, to make $72,000 out of that, you'd have to live another 17 years.
Okay.
All right. So you can kind of look at it that way. The other thing, of course, is what $363 a month will buy today is not necessarily what it'll buy 10 years from now. You know, I mean that's right. I would definitely want to know from your accountant, give them all your financial figures and run this by them. I wouldn't make a decision before you did. And you could probably, even if you went to some freebie like an H&R Block or something and just said, hey, here's what it's going to be. What's my tax hit really going to be? So you know. Because if it's actually 20%, you know what that is. That's $1,440 out of that.
Right. Yeah, just looking at the
it's more than
first
that.
Page here says, if we don't hear from you from March 31st, we'll automatically defer payment of your benefits. So,
all right, then March 31st of next year?
Right.
All right, well, you have plenty of time, and you will want to contact an accountant before that for your year-end taxes. So when you do, take these figures and find out what that would be.
Okay.
It's 14,000.
Yeah, so don't go run off mailing it in and wait.
Right. So if you're at 14,400, this is 72. Right. So you'd probably wind up with about $56,000 maybe. If that was 20%, if that was for real, but I don't know that it is. They're withholding 20%, mm-hmm. but I don't think that's going to be your capital gains rate. Okay.
Yeah.
So I would say talk to an accountant first and then decide. Ultimately it's a personal choice. Either way, it's a nice additional chunk of change. It's not going to cause you to retire in leisure, but it's nice money to have.
Yeah, and I already have like a IRA that I got set up
through
my bank.
Let me explain why I'm telling you the 20% wouldn't be you. Unless you're lying to me and you're making a damn fortune every year, Eduardo. All right, so we'll assume that you're not making over, as a single person, you're not making over $533,000 a year. That's what you would make to be in the 20% bracket. If you're making under $48,350 a year, there is no capital gains tax.
Okay.
So that might, and again, talk with somebody smarter than a talk show host. Talk with a real accountant, all right? And or at least a tax preparer and find out. But I think you could get away with no capital gains tax on this. Or very little. Now, I will say very little because, of course, when you're getting $72,000 in capital gains, that does cause your income to go up some. But you would probably pay 15% on half of it. So get those figures and then see what you like.
Okay, yeah. I'll, speaking of an accountant, H&R Block is the one that is my taxes last year, so I could just go to that.
Right, and they're not accountants. Yeah. They're tax providers. But I'll tell you, there's something that H&R Block offers, and I advise you to take it, and that is for a few extra bucks, they'll give you a guarantee. All right, so if they're wrong, they have to not only redo your taxes for you, but they have to pay the difference. Okay. Always get that guarantee, because not only are they going to be paying the penalties and interest, but they have to pay the taxes, period. So this can be the best deal you've ever gotten. Always get that guarantee. Yeah, absolutely. But
I got time.
Right.
Actually, I got the lady's business card. Give her a call or.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Or just check out somebody at ask somebody at H&R and get their feedback before sending the form.
Right. Absolutely. Because you've got till next March.
Yeah, I got time.
And then
trying to throw it in the mail.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can decide. Okay. You can decide what works for you. But I think that there will be minimal taxes on this in your profile. There'll be some, but minimal. And then you have to just decide if you'd rather do it, you know, assuming you're going to live 17 years or what have you, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind saying my age since I'm a guy. I mean, I'm 53.
All right. So basically that would take you to 70. You know, that's just, it's a personal choice. You know, me, I'd probably go for the lump sum, but not everybody would.
Okay, Riley, yeah. There's nothing like, yeah, just enough to get a car, yeah. Although my car is running fine, my house is paid off, so, you know, I kind of feel like I'm pretty good.
Yeah, but that's still nice to
IRA,
have.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice problem to have.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll talk more about it, in upcoming shows.
Let me know what they say.
I'll let you know what, get your feedback on what they say. But I also thought about Joseph Michalik. I said on the Saturday morning show. So this guy went around getting autographs from, like, the presidents to normal people. So there's this other guy who, I forgot his name, but he has the book. Apparently he's going to auction it off or something, but it's a 60-pound book at $275,000.
Huh. I have not heard.
Michalik, M-I-K-U-L-E-C. That's how you spell the last name.
Okay. And he got
famous people's signature to everyday normal people's,
The largest worldwide. Okay, so this was the largest worldwide autograph album and travel log ever assembled. Well, isn't that interesting? So this guy, by the way, I'm sure he's not alive, right? Because wasn't he doing this like in the early 1900s?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Alive, right. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's what I was gonna say. I've heard about this, that supposedly. Now, the interesting thing about it, I don't know if it's true or not, but supposedly he walked around the world. Obviously, he couldn't have walked across the oceans, but for the most part, he traveled on foot and has, you know, I don't know, like 60,000 signatures in a leather-bound album. So,
like 4 or 5 presidents, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's like 100 years ago, though, I'm pretty sure. And, but that'd be interesting, I guess. But 275,000, now that's interesting. I wonder, obviously, if somebody's going to pay it, that's the collectible value, but I wouldn't have necessarily thought that that would be that pricey, but there you have it. Now, I'd have to look,
I wonder if you can fill out a book with all the worst songs that you're doing right now.
Oh, yeah, right, no, we won't be compiling any data, you know, as far as that goes. But so, now the other thing is, they're pricing it at $275,000. That doesn't mean it's going to sell at that, because isn't this an auction?
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
All right, so now it'll be interesting to see when that's going up, or do you just buy it now for $275,000? I don't know, but if it's an auction, I'd be curious. If it's not, I'd be curious to know how long is this going to be for sale.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a 300K bid out there. I'm sure there will be one.
You think so, huh? All right. Well, I wouldn't doubt it, but isn't that interesting? I'm looking it up as we speak. I'm seeing a picture of the book. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that somebody would just throw out at a yard sale, and then it turns out it's worth $300,000 or something. But, yeah, so the guy was born in Croatia in 1878. I knew it was a long time ago. And,
wow.
Yeah, his father accrued debt and sent him to work off the debt on a farm before his 20th birthday. His desire to see the world took over. His father refused his request to travel abroad. His mother went ahead with it, and he didn't want to go home, so he found a steamboat and went to South Africa, and it, you know, went from there. And so apparently, at some point, a Croatian publishing company, while he was alive and doing this, agreed to pay him $10,000 if he could walk around the world in 5 years. Now, again, yeah. Obviously, part of that has to be boat travel, I would assume. But that was the deal, and he admitted that he couldn't read or write. But, all right, but he could travel. Well, obviously, he learned to write along the way, one would think. And the first 25,000 miles were a drop in the bucket of a lifetime of travel, the world traveler. All right, well, so there you have it. And he says, I have no address. I spent last night in Newark. I don't know where I'll spend tonight. You might not live through the night. All right, so there you have it. All right, interesting. I'll be curious.
I wonder if he passed through Chicago or...
Well, there's a map somewhere. Wait, I have to look this up. I think there's a map, and there was, and I've seen this once before, and I know there's some kind of map. Let's see. Map of travels. Let's see if I can get something. Let's go to images. Show me the map. Well, there's a map. I can't read it. But yeah, there apparently is are maps of this. If you wanted to see it, you could look at that. And I also wonder, this is clearly the original, but is there a market to make copies of it? You know, for the guy who just, I don't know, wants to go to Abe's Books or Amazon and buy a copy?
Barnes.
Yeah, right. There. Yeah. I don't know. Apparently this is from the Rab collection. All right. Well, fascinating. I'll be curious to see who buys this.
Yep. Yeah, I'll let you know what they say about the annuities lump sum, you know what.
Yeah, whichever you choose.
I'll run the numbers by and see what they say.
Yeah, good luck. Nice problem to have.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
It. All right.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, how nice, annuity. All right, so let's see. What do we have here? I believe some more votes are in line. Jake in Skokie, welcome back to WGN Radio. Jake. I've lost Jake. Jake gave up on me. Oh, well, it was bound to happen. Thanks for even trying to wait, Jake. Call again some night. In the meantime, Carl in Chicago, are you still alive?
Yeah, hanging in there. How you doing, Raleigh?
All right, thanks for waiting.
Good, no problem. Yeah.
So what are your votes?
I had a couple of songs that I wanted to put on the list.
Good.
One was Sukiyaki.
Okay, Kyu Sakamoto.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other one's Barbara Ann.
Regents or Beach Boys?
Beach Boys.
Okay. All right. What else?
That's it.
Good choices. Thank you.
And if you could play a couple of songs when you get a chance.
Oh, sure.
Cry by Johnny Ray.
Okay.
And Kalijah. You know, Kalijah.
Yeah, the original Kalijah or something a little more recent?
No, Hank Williams.
Okay, all right. So no Charlie Pride, okay.
Well, that's one of the earliest songs I remember. Yeah,
well, it was early, that's for sure. I have to write these separately because, my God, I think some people are voting on Cry on the World's Worst Hit Record, so I don't want to confuse that. All right, very good.
Great.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Raleigh. Take care.
All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That, of course, the Righteous Brothers, and on Verve in 1966, and Jim in Wisconsin wanted to hear that as well. So, yeah, Man and Will wrote that. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Fran in Austin's got some votes for us. How's it going, Fran?
Oh, it's going okay. First of all, I just wanted to let everybody know the SSI thing is okay now.
So. Yes, it is. Yeah. So all is well, and you're going to pursue other options to see if you never have to have this happen again.
Yes, I am.
Right.
So anyway, back to the good stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. Alone Again Naturally.
Ah, Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Yes. And the one somebody just requested, Cry. Oh,
I know. I really had to write that down carefully because I thought, oh, God, it'll show up as a vote otherwise.
Yeah, well, I'm voting for it. So
okay. All right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, when you play it, that'll be time
well,
to leave the room.
You know, the interesting thing about that record is that when you listen to the beginning of it, you really do think it must be some novelty song. You can't believe that the guy's really serious.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. You expect it's going to be some Dr. Demento thing. And then it turns out that it's not. You know, it's frightening.
And I guess he used to do that on stage and he'd fall, you know, he'd collapse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When your sweetheart.
Who wants to see that?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, and huge hit, you know, and so many more to follow, you know, like Walking My Baby Back Home and Please Mr. Sun and all that. I mean, this man had a lot of hits. Yeah, and I mean, I understand what caused the affectation. He was deaf, but the rest of us aren't.
Yeah. I didn't realize he was deaf.
Yeah, no, that's why. That's why. Absolutely.
Okay. And so he probably just didn't know how bad he sounded.
Well, I can't imagine. But that record, of course, was recorded by everybody. I mean, there are so many versions of that. It's unbelievable. And I'm not sure that any are quite as bad as Johnny Raven. But yeah, I was just looking for that for people who somehow missed it. If it's even on, it may be to my credit not even be on this computer. But yeah, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Yeah, but 1951, I think it is. Yes, so Johnny Ray, and it big R&B hit, really frightening. But for anybody,
absolutely yes.
But so for anybody who hasn't heard, don't worry, we're not going to hear much of it, Fran. I promise.
Okay, thank you.
So far, so good. Wait for it.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I figured they weren't serious. But
Yeah. Oh, more bad songs. Last night when we were doing Land of a Thousand Dances, I thought, oh, I forgot Hey Jude with all the na-na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm with you on Hey Jude, absolutely. Yeah.
And then there was one that Johnny D. voted on. Oh, what was it? Nobody?
Oh, The Human Beings. Nobody
yeah,
But Me.
Oh, I hate that one. Let's see. Oh, and Vicky Carr, of course, I have to do this, and I don't think I already did it.
Oh, it must
Let
be him.
Please be him.
Please, dear God. Oh, hello,
oh, hello.
Hello,
hello.
Yeah, it's like, exactly.
Oh, God. Oh, and I've heard some of the things she's done, and she's not that bad, really. But
did a wonderful album called Intimate Excitement, which took a lot of Brazilian, you know, some samba songs and did them in Spanish, and it was really nice.
Yeah, I've heard some of that. I can't remember where I heard. Maybe you played some
of it. Yeah, Intimate Excitement. It was a great. And she never, ever put it out. Well, they never put it out on CD, which they should have, but that's no surprise. In any event, yes. Let It Please Be Him. Yeah, it's up there.
Yes.
So.
And Paper Tiger.
Ah, yes.
Somebody mentioned that one last night.
Yes, yes, the lovely and talented.
She's another one I could put anything by if I could do that.
Right, Sue Thompson. Very, very unlikely singer, to say the least. She was, you know, about 50 years old or so when she was doing that stuff.
Oh, my God. And it's so cutesy pie.
Yeah. But I love James Hold the Ladder Steady. It was so bad, it was wonderful.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she just died in the last year or so in, of all places, Pahrump, Nevada.
Oh, where...
Yes, yeah, Art Bell's former home, right.
Art Bell's, yeah.
Yes, exactly. But, yeah, she died in Pahrump. But she was born in, like, 1925. And so she was not a kid when she was doing those records.
Wow.
And she
I would have thought she was because they're also kind of cutesy.
Oh, I know. I know. And she was married early. And then she was married to Hank Penny for a while. He was like a comedian and a singer and all that. They had a show. They were one of the many shows that I've mentioned, and nobody's ever been able to explain this to me. Early Los Angeles independent television had tons of country and western shows. I don't know why, but every one of them, didn't matter whether it was Channel 5 or Channel 9.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, Channel 13, Channel 11, those were the independents. And they all had these shows. I mean, Spade Cooley, probably the most famous later. But, you know, in 1950, the Hank Penny show here. Remember this, and so they were married, and her career really took off when John D. Loudermilk met up with her, because he's the one who wrote all those lyrics, and
he's the culprit.
Yes, yes. And he was a wonderfully sardonic writer, and one of the things he wrote that I know you like, "Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye" by the Casinos.
Oh, I love that song. That's one of Gary's and my kind of special song.
Yeah, well, that's John D. Loudermilk.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, yeah. "Kiss Me for a Million Years, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye." So, you know, that, yeah.
I know I said Paper Tiger. Did I say Teach Me Tiger also?
Oh, God. Oh, right. Oh, God. With with sound effects. You know.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah. What?
Is that supposed to be sexy or what?
It sounded clinical to me. I can't imagine what that was. Whoa. It was like, oh, God. Yeah, I can't imagine where that came from. And worse yet, of course, how it was in any level a hit. You know, if there's people who don't remember Teach Me Tiger, and there were horrible versions of it too, including Nino Tempo and April Stevens. It gets really bad. Yeah. Somehow it kind of fit them really, but yes, Teach Me Tiger. Yes, Considerate voted on. Whoa.
I heard some things about them. I won't.
Oh, yes, it. I know the stories. It's true. All right. So
okay.
Yeah, if it's the one I'm thinking of, it's true. All right, we can't share it, but it was an interesting way to promote records. All right, moving along.
let's see. I think that's all I got for tonight.
Well, some fine choices there.
So I'm probably going to hang up and go, I forgot that one.
Well, you'll call back then. All right,
I need to write these down.
It's funny you say that, because during the day, John and I will run over stories that we think, oh, that'd be good to talk about on the air tonight. And John will maybe suggest one. I'll say, yeah, that's good. Or I'll suggest one. He'll say, yeah, that's good. About an hour before the show, we say, what were those stories? Can't remember a one of them. So,
yep. Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking maybe that's it. Carry a little notebook around. It's come to
right.
that. Yes. Oh, well. All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, that gives me a reason to call tomorrow.
Yes.
So.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And yeah, it was interesting because Sue Thompson was at least 40 when she's, you know, competing with like Brenda Lee, who is like 12. Yeah, and they both sounded about the same. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Lori is in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. Got a couple of guilty pleasures and a couple of turkeys.
Well, give me the turkeys. We're not doing guilty pleasures right now, but we may afterwards.
Oh, okay. I thought you kind of went...
No, we'll do that
those.
Yep. It'll come later. All right, so turkeys.
The turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
All of the blood, sweat, and tears except You've made me so very happy. Can I go with that? Because I can't remember them all.
We don't go with all of, or there'd only be like five things. But no, you have to pick a song.
When I Die.
Okay. Consider it on there. Okay. Next.
Okay. Well, now that you said no guilty pleasures, I have a lot less. Because you made me so very happy. I don't know whether to call it a turkey or a guilty pleasure because I like Brenda Holloway so much better.
And she wrote it. All right. So we'll just save that one and we'll move on.
Okay. That's all I've got for those since I can't do guilty pleasures. But I'm going to ask you if you know of another store like Radio Spirit.
Radio Spirits?
Yeah, you can buy CDs of Dragnet.
Yeah, right, right. No, I'm aware. There's a ton of them. In terms of that, I usually just look for the title I'm looking for, and it winds up on Amazon or something like that, or in one of the bookstores, you know, rather than any one store. So I'll see if I can find any, but off the top of my head, no.
Because I was ordering my Dragnet or my Johnny Dollar, whichever, and I asked the lady, do you have a CD set of 21st Precinct? And she said, no, she doesn't have it, so I don't know where else to get it.
Yeah.
So I look on Amazon.
There's an old-time radio catalog, and that would be otrcat.com. And the deal there is that they mostly do downloads, but I think you can get audio CDs as well. So
yeah, I hope you can.
Yeah, and but you know the other thing is most of what you want's on YouTube, so you could just kind of rip it yourself.
Oh, because I don't have a computer myself. Anytime I need somebody to look something up or get me something from Amazon, I turn to an in-law who usually can get the stuff and then transfer dough from my account to his account.
Okay, so let me do
the Amazon and then charges me for it.
All right, let me ask you this, because I'm at the OTR catalog, but what are you looking to buy?
I'm looking to buy a CD set of 21st 21ST Precinct.
Okay, let's see what we get. We are moving along.
And that's supposed to be in New York. It's supposed to take place in New York from Fifth Avenue to the East River in New York. That's where the episodes are supposed to always take place.
Well, here's one that it says 21st Precinct, and it's got 105 episodes. And they've got different ones of 21st Precinct. But let's see. Let's go to 21st Precinct. All right. An excellent police procedural drama, 21st Precinct's got its stories from the New York Patrolman's Benevolent Association based on true stories. 21st Precinct aired after Dragnet gained popularity and audiences were hungry to hear the behind-the-scenes stories of police life. And so you can get it in 53 audio CDs. You can download it as three MP3 CDs. So you would need a cousin probably to help you with it, and then they could turn it into audio for you however you wanted to do it. But there are 105 of these shows.
And now do they have several different sets? A set of 12 here, a set of 10 here,
no,
et cetera.
No, you can get all 105 on three MP3 CDs or 53 audio CDs. So what you want to do is you're not going to want to do 53 audio CDs because that's going to be too expensive. But three MP...
I'm going to want to get 53, but I wonder if it's some later.
Probably not. You'd want to get the three MP3 CDs and get them all. And so what you need to do is remember otrcat.com. And then in the search, you just put 21st Precinct and your relative will be able to see it.
Oh, okay.
And do it like that. And you can take a look at all of it. But I think that if you would do the CDs, that's the way to go. Because for $15, you can get all of them. And,
for 15, that's not bad.
Right, and that's on MP3 CDs. So that can be downloaded. But make sure you're well, obviously it's a relative who's online. They're going to know what to do, but you can get them. They're there.
Yeah, he's got a laptop.
No, it doesn't matter if he's got, no matter what he's got, he can access them, and then you can decide how
you... No matter what kind of computer you have, you can do it, right?
Well, yeah, but then you're going to have to decide, do you want him to burn your MP3 CDs for you to listen to on an MP3 player, or do you want him to burn audio? That's going to be a little more involved for him to do, but he can. So, yeah, it's all there.
Perfect.
All right, OTRCAT.com.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks for calling.
And now, I want to ask you, even though you're not into movies, there was a movie that Linda Blair was in.
Okay. You mean other than The Exorcist?
yes. Believe it or not, I never saw that one. You're surprised, but I haven't.
Well, I haven't either, but that's what she's known for.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
No, I'm definitely
right. Anyway, it's called A Stranger in Our House.
Yeah, absolutely, she was in that. So that was 1978, and that was a Wes Craven movie, and it was based on a Lois Duncan book, Summer of Fear, and that was an NBC thing in 1978, and then was a theatrical release later, and so that's the deal. Well, I'm sure you can probably, you know, buy that if you wanted it.
Did Linda Blair play Rachel, or did she play Julia?
I assume she played Julia, but I'd have to look. So let's see what we have on the notes. Let's see. Teenager Julia is orphaned after her parents and housekeeper die in a car accident. She's taken in by her Aunt Leslie and Uncle Tom in California, along with her children, Rachel and Peter. But Rachel is initially thrilled at the thought of having a girl. Okay. Yeah. Tell me. Linda Blair is Rachel Bryant.
Oh, okay.
She is Rachel.
And so who played Julia?
All right. Julia Grant is Lee Purcell. She also played Sarah Brown and Susan Peterson.
Oh, wow. Because it gets creepy. Some parts of the movie, she makes this wax figure with horse hair on it.
And
it's
I'll
really
tell you, for people who are into trivia, Fran Drescher plays Carolyn Baker.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the nanny herself.
She was a good actress, too.
So yes, that was, I think, when Wes Craven went to L.A., that was the first movie he made in L.A., so, anyway,
that's
the deal. All right, thanks for calling.
What was I going to say? Oh, John wouldn't tell me, so I have to ask you, how is your wrist?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm all right, let's just leave it there. I'm okay, I'm going to live.
I was going to say, did you have to get a splint?
No, you know, there have been so many things since then that we don't even walk down memory lane. All right. But thanks for asking, and I'll talk to you soon. All right. So
okay. On
that note, 888-876-5593, WGN Radio.
Just pull my string and I'll wink at you. I'm your puppet. I'll do funny things if you want me to, 'cause I'm your puppet. I'm your and I'll kiss your lips. I'm your puppet. Snap your fingers and I'll turn you some flips, 'cause I'm your puppet. All you have to do
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. A very nice version of I'm Your Puppet. And actually, it was Donna Bloyd who wanted some Mickey Gilley stuff, and I'll play him a big hit coming up, but I wanted to start out with that. And you might be saying, oh, that's James and Bobby Purify. Well, of course it wasn't a hit, but the guy who wrote it, Dan Penn, actually released the original version of it, and we'll play that some night. But right now, we'll hear the news on WGN Radio.
Every now and then, someone comes to you, and somehow you know a dream has just come true. Well, here it is, baby, and what I'm trying to say. Well, here I am, darling, you can put your dreams away. Ever wish for love, and you wish so long, you begin to think it would never come along. Well, here it is, baby, and what I'm trying to say. Here I am, darling, so put your dreams away. Put your dreams away. That's here to stay. You can put your dreams away.
WGN Radio, I'm Robbie James. Yes, bona fide big hit, but I was playing some of the Mickey Gilley stuff I liked off the air, and when I played a few notes of that, John said, that's the one, that's the one I want to hear. So you're going to miss, there I've said it again, but I did get in I'm Your Puppet, so that's the deal there. As far as Put Your Dreams Away, that's epic, 1982. All right, so that was Don and Beloit's request, so Mickey Gilley. All right, now let's see what Donna in Oak Lawn has to say for her bad self. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. This morning about 7 o'clock, Bob Surratt on WGN Morning Radio had somebody on talking about how this economy has really thrown everybody for a loop,
mm-hmm.
and the various stores in the area have been putting together things to help with the economy of people paying out money, and how Thanksgiving is going to be a disaster this year, or maybe a good thing. And she mentioned that Aldi's has a Thanksgiving package deal for 10 that will cost $47. It includes a butterball turkey, gravy, potatoes, string beans, cranberries, crispy onions, pie making with a pie crust and a pie shell and all that fun stuff, and $47 for 10 people is a pretty good price if you're going to be making Thanksgiving at home. And also, if you're going to somebody else's house and you want to have a hostess gift, a bottle of wine, a box of crackers, and a bunch of cheese will cost $10. You can't beat it with a stick.
Mm. Okay.
I figure if he could be a town crier at 7 in the morning, I could be a
why not?
Midnight.
You know, I'd pay $47 not to have 10 people show up. I don't know about you, but, you know, that's why
the leftovers and throw them in the freezer.
Yeah, that's why we play the world's worst hit records on Thanksgiving, because it is a night of turkeys. And usually by that time, people are ready, fit to be tied with who they've had to eat with. So, I don't know. I'll leave it to somebody else who wants to celebrate.
Well, yeah, I figured I'd pass it along because it did sound too good.
I did
check on their website, and they're advertising it.
Oh, yes, they are. Yeah. It's a big thing for them. They're actually spending money to tell people about this, and you just told them for free.
Well, in the Chicagoland area, it's a good thing for people who are watching their pennies.
There's also, as you well know, if you're really in a situation where you're not sure where your next meal is coming from, there are almost always many charitable meals from which to choose that are absolutely free. And if you can make a donation, that's great. But if you can't, you'll be well fed regardless. And I can't believe that there probably aren't dozens of them in the Chicago area.
Quite a few of the churches in the South Side especially have been starting out, and they're giving turkeys away already.
Right, right. And, you know, if it comes up and here it is, it's Thanksgiving Day, and you're saying, oh, my God, I got nowhere to go, and I got no money, and I got no... I guarantee you, if you look, you will find a group dinner that's not going to cost you a thing.
It doesn't hurt to advertise, though.
Yeah, well, now you know. All right. I mean, now, of course, if you're going to cook the turkey, you might want to check your fire insurance first. All right. Thanks for calling. Yes, right. Appreciate it. Okay, bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
So, you don't want to deep fry that turducken or whatever they call it. Anyway, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Thanksgiving will kick off, of course, the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club. So, and by the way, I don't, not particularly, but I realize that it's a dreadful time of year for people who are otherwise depressed, disenfranchised, not feeling well, because there's so much forced frivolity during the holidays that we try to give you a respite from that. And ignore it entirely. So that's the deal. I always pledge to be on every holiday. I will be on Thanksgiving night, but this year you will not hear me on Christmas Eve or Christmas night, and I'd love to do both of them. But WGN has other plans, and of course what they say goes, and I'm sure it'll be a delightful show, but we'll be on the 23rd and on the 26th. But on the 24th and 25th, I'll be with you in spirit, and you'll get to hear Cincinnati's Dusty Rhodes. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. All right, Jim in Richmond, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call.
Always.
So the last song you played for me, mm-hmm. I can't remember what the name of it was.
Soul and Inspiration, the Righteous Brothers.
Okay, could you play... Unchained Melody for me?
Not this week. I have to get over Soul and Inspiration. Maybe next week.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Then I won't give you my other request.
No, well, what is the other one? I might reject it out of hand, but, it, you know, I might like it. What is it?
Don't Let the Old Man In.
Oh, I played that before.
Yes.
Yeah, and I don't think I've got that. But I did at one time, but I don't think I saved that file. But
okay.
I'll look. All right. And any votes on the world's worst?
After, I wanted to give you an update.
Oh, yes. How is it? What's up?
It's not good. It has not been good for the last week or more.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Everything is a big blur.
I'm so sorry.
And I had my friend, she's been coming, taking me shopping on Friday, and then spending several hours helping me mm-hmm. with all the crap in my house.
Right.
And I started to do a few things, but when you look down at the table and you can't see, you know,
no,
make out
absolutely.
Very well what's on
sure.
the table, it doesn't help. But I can walk around and and do that kind of stuff. But tomorrow my brother comes to get me, and we have both appointments tomorrow.
Good.
With the glaucoma specialist first, and then the retinopathy guy, 2 hours later.
Right.
So that's what one. So I'm going to ask them, you know, what's going on, because it's getting worse. And it was so funny that I got a letter in the mail, a few days ago, from Humana, saying that I am covered for my all the way to the end of next year.
Except it's
and
not,
yet
right. it's not doing you any good.
He's not going to give it to me yet.
Right.
He's not going to give me any of those shots.
Oh, man.
But I thought that was funny. And
Now, you got to get together with the lady who's willing to help you set up the apps and things like that. Don't.
Yeah, but I can't see the phone.
I know, but you. Well, even if you can't see the phone, you need to go and do this. You need to start doing this, Jim. Do not put this
right.
off, because as your vision gets worse, it's only going to be harder. And so you need to do this.
And we unburied my Dell laptop. Okay. And I think the last time I turned it on was 2015. And I tried working with that, even with my phone on full magnification. And I couldn't get that thing to work.
Well, like but, I say, you know, trust me, you need to get with Kim or people like that, because you're going to have to use these apps. Trying to do it with magnification and all that, it's just a world of frustration. The other thing is with a 2015 laptop, I'm not convinced that that will be able to work with most apps and most sites now. That's 9 years old.
Right, and I got a kick out of the keyboard because it was A-E-I-O-U on the first line, and then all the other, it was all alphabetical the rest of the way.
What?
You know? Yeah, and I had never seen a keyboard like that.
I haven't either.
Never. You know, and I was trying to find, because I had to punch in my... password to get it to work, and then I had my friend, when she was over, she punched it in, but I'm looking at full magnification on my phone, and I'm looking for, you know, the letters, and I, you know, can't make it out. So
That's
frustrating.
It's very frustrating, but all the more reason, don't delay, because it's just going to get worse and worse with you trying to do this. And the apps exist that will help you, and once you learn them, the world will be yours.
Yeah. Right, and I understand all that, but like I told you before, I called all these places for home delivery for food and all that stuff, and I get, you know, I have all that information in my phone, and I just, you know, I'm just very frustrated, you wouldn't believe, and I'm just, you know, that's why I wanted you to play Don't Let the Old Man In, because I don't want to give up.
Well, you're not going to give up. So, we're not going to give up.
Right.
As far as that goes, and, you never give up.
And I just thought of something. Yeah. Can you play Knock, Knock, Knock on Wood?
Oh, Eddie Floyd, sure.
Yeah, that would be great.
Sure, Eddie Floyd, I will do that for you, betcha.
Right. And then my terrible songs are, like Fran says, Horse with No Name.
Okay.
And then that Na 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 song.
Okay.
Na 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 na, hey hey hey.
Okay, na na hey hey, Kiss Him Goodbye by Steam.
Right, right.
Okay,
and then Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
Good. Okay.
And I think that would do it for now.
A fine list, very very rewarding. Appreciate that. Keep me posted. Good luck tomorrow. I hope you get something that's not frustrating.
Right.
All right.
And thank everybody and.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Kim.
Yeah. And I can't wait to hear the report when you finally get together with her. Appreciate it.
Right. And then I know you're not on Thursday, so...
No, I am for... I think I'm on for half an hour Thursday, I think is the deal. I got some life in me Thursday. Let's see what it says. Let's see. So that would be equivalent of... 12:30 to 1. A half hour of God knows what. Yeah.
Why couldn't they just give you a break and let you have a long weekend?
Well, they could if I wanted to, but, you know, I do this for the money. But anyway, I'll talk to you later. All right, thanks.
Right, and I just got an email. A text message. I'm wondering if it's Kim.
Oh, I hope so. Good luck.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Yeah. Love those half hours because, you know, I'm paid by the hour. So half hour, you know, that's a very attractive deal. I can't not do that. I am awful. 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And I understand we are going to be saying goodbye, at least temporarily, to Sherry in Naperville because work has changed. All right. So new shift hours and I'm gone?
Well, yes, temporarily.
All right. Well, that's good. You're making money.
I don't know in your area, but people in Chicago will know. Like Bucky's was sold to Casey's. It's a gas station.
Okay.
And at any rate, So they rebuild them and put in like pizza, which I guess Casey's famous for.
All right.
And what do you call it? Car washes, all this stuff.
Uh huh.
And it's huge. And like 14 different flavors of coffee, blah, blah, blah.
All right.
But anyway, so the corner store, like 2.5 blocks away, David walks. He only takes the car when it's going to rain. So he is, that store is closing.
Okay.
And he has been assigned.
Yes.
To a different town north.
Okay.
In Winfield.
Okay.
And the problem is that it's like more expensive than our budget is prepared for. And it's like you're a tile piece on a Scrabble board, and corporate or regional managers or integration managers decide where you're going.
Okay.
But now his shift was 2 to 10, right?
Okay.
That second shift.
Mm-hmm.
Now guess what it is?
Well, something tells me it involves 10 to 1, but...
I will tell you, it's 5 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to have to... know you were telling me...
No, sleep. Sleep is sacred.
I don't know, a month ago or something, you're trying to get up earlier and it's so hard. Mm. I don't know how we're going to finagle this other than I'll have to pull an all-nighter to make sure he gets up at 4 a.m. so he can get there by 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Truly horrible.
So it's supposedly temporary, but corporate is... very, very sticky about any information.
Okay.
And, like, they didn't... originally, they were supposed to close the store December 4th. Well, now it's today and tomorrow. And nonetheless, the point is that corporate communication sucks.
Well.
And to me. Because mm-hmm. I'm like the other half.
Mm.
I'm the one who makes his lunches. I'm the one who makes sure he wakes up. Because he's 67, and he doesn't need 8 hours of sleep. He needs 10 hours of sleep.
All right.
So I don't know what time we're going to have to go to bed whenever he recalibrates.
Yeah.
I don't even know how he's going to recalibrate.
It will work out.
Any clues or hints?
For me, I think the only way to really do it is sleep deprivation for a while until you get used to the hours. But
that's what I told him. Yeah. I said, you might have to pull an all-nighter.
Well, maybe, but, set the alarm for when you got to get up. Even if you've only slept 2 hours, get up. After a few nights, you'll want to sleep more. I hate to say that that's the way to do it, but it's the only way I know as far as that goes. And so...
I know during college when you had to pull an all-nighter for a test or whatever, best thing was to... just pull the all-nighter and then listen to...
Everybody's biology is different. And that's one thing, that's why I say, if he sets an alarm and knows he has to get up at a certain time, his body will start to tell him what to do to regulate. So the only immutable is what time he has to get up. The rest of it will fill in the blanks as he goes. But no two bodies are alike. And also, your body in college is not the same as your body now. So...
That's definitely true.
Yes. So good luck. Good luck on the adjustment, and we'll miss you.
But I just want to let everybody know, and some people will be happy, and some people...
No, don't say that. No, no. I don't know.
Good. But my point is that hopefully it's supposed to be temporary, and then there's a store in Naperville that's been under construction for at least 3 months.
All right.
Supposed to be open by January, and maybe he'll get to go there.
We'll
be 10 minutes away.
Keep us posted. Send smoke signals or call when you're awake and can't sleep. But frankly, I hope you'll sleep. Sleep is good. And good luck to David. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Are you still there?
Yes.
The first lady who called you with the song that she doesn't like.
Yes.
And she mentioned Frozen, and you said it'll have to have Carol look it up.
Yeah.
Frozen, I want to say in 2013-ish. Was a Disney movie.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if it's a movie. All I want to know is on the national pop charts, did it?
Yes, it is so popular. It wasn't even funny.
I will. I will look it up.
He's probably talking about. I will give you two songs.
Well, hurry up because the news is about to start.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The first one is Let It Go, and the second one is Do You Want to Build a Snowman? So okay. One of those two is
let
probably
it,
what
Let It Go.
About.
She wanted Let It Go. That's what she hates. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So
sure.
There
Bye-bye.
It is. Another half hour
Love
of this.
You.
And you two with Sherry and David, the best on WGN Radio.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is
WGN Radio. We're not going to hear too much of that, just voted on as the world's worst hit record. But here's the deal. It's not by Frozen, it's in Frozen. The singer is Idina Menzel. And this record got to number 5 in 2014 on the Billboard Hot 100. So it's a definite hit. And Idina Menzel has sung a number of other things too, but that's Let It Go. So yes, it definitely is a hit, but it's not by Frozen, it's by Idina Menzel. All right, now, Ray is a first-time caller, and I defer to first-time callers usually, but in this case, absolutely, because of what he has to say. So welcome to WGN Radio. How are you doing, Ray? Ray.
I don't know who this is. Ray? I got no Ray.
It says you're Ray. You're not?
No, my name is Michael Roberts. Okay. Mike Roberts.
Okay, Mike. All right. Well, John changed your name. Sorry about that. So hello, Mike. So tell us what's
up.
Hi. So what's on your mind?
I was just saying, I've never went through nothing through AM. I've never, it was like they were stealing from my TV and everything. And I started watching or listening to Cubs. And all of a sudden I got into her, and I love her. I love listening to her. And she's talking about a motorcycle accident. I had a motorcycle accident. No, the guy hit me on purpose when I was 18 years old.
Oh, my God.
And I had, like, a brain surgery my whole side. I couldn't redo it, and my whole side was gone.
Oh.
And, like, but besides that, it wasn't that. It was for everything. Because I every day I listen to her. She's so smart. And I have never done this in my life. Never done this.
I'm so glad you did. And you're on
67 years old. 67 years old. My motorcycle accident when I was 18 years old.
Oh, that's tough. You're on the air right now, you know, Mike. You're talking to me on WGN. You're on the air right now live. So we're glad to have you.
Well, thank you very much. I didn't want to do it, but I really... She is so great. She's so smart. And, I've never done nothing like this in my life. Never done this in my life.
Well, I'm delighted that you called, and I hope you will again. But 49 years, that's a long time to live with those injuries.
Yeah, I had brain surgery. I couldn't walk. I couldn't do nothing. And, then I worked the railroad, and, I've kept going and going. If it wasn't for God, I should be dead. I should be dead.
Well, glory be to him. Glad to hear that. And you're sounding good. I know that doesn't mean you're feeling good, but you're sounding good.
Yeah, I'm feeling. I just didn't feel good today. And, I listened to her, and, I got to call her sooner or later. Because I love listening to her. I love listening to her.
Well, that's great. I'm delighted you called, and I hope you will do it again.
Oh, yeah, always. I'd like to. I would really like to. I really
All right.
like to.
So. Well, thank you. Thank you. It's nice to meet you, Mike.
All right, thank you very much. Likewise.
Okay, bye.
Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bye.
All right, so Mike is new to the show. Well, new to the phones anyway, and we're glad to have him. 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. Now, let me clear a couple lines, and we'll see. Hopefully, I won't talk too much, and we'll get through everybody tonight. Karen called back. All right, Karen, welcome back to WGN.
Hi, I have information for Laura, and I have a couple of turkeys.
All right, both are good.
Okay, Laura, who wanted the old-time radio, you can get excellent CDs from, it's called Black Eye Entertainment, run by Carl Amari, who is a local person.
Sure he is.
I have talked to him. He's a wonderful guy.
Okay, so it's Black Eye, BlackEye Entertainment?
The email is C Amari at blackeyent.com.
Okay, so that's his email. So that would mean that blackeyent.com would be the website. So that would be blackeyent.com. Good idea.
Also, you can call him personally, and he will be happy to answer questions. You can order CDs and all kinds of stuff. His number is 847-915-5510.
Okay.
And I have done it. I have talked to him. He's just... I'm a member of the Hollywood 360 Club, and I went to the. I was in the hospital for and rehab for a couple of months, and I thought I had accidentally took out my unsubscribe, and I called him and I said, "Oh, I'm so afraid." And I was in the hospital, and I couldn't check on it. And he said, "Are you okay now?" He said, "I'm going to send you a gift." And he sent me something like 10 CD shows.
Oh, how nice. How very nice.
And just so wonderful. And I have some turkeys.
Yes.
All right. We have April Love.
Pat Boone.
Oh, God.
Okay. What else?
And Friendly Persuasion.
Pat Boone. Oh, it's a Pat Boone... Double pack.
And another Midnight. Somebody reminded me of this. I wish they hadn't. Midnight at the Oasis.
Maria Muldaur, sure.
Yeah, oh, God, I can't stand that.
Send your camel to bed.
And Norman.
Norman. Sue Thompson. Okay, yes, absolutely. Another John D. Loudermilk song. Absolutely. Sue Thompson.
God, how awful. And could I give a message to Jim?
Absolutely.
I just want him to know, Jim, I pray for you every day, and I think about you, and I know you can do it. And I pray for strength, for patience, and for understanding. And you know, no matter how depressed you get, remember, there is somebody out there who loves you.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, Jim called back and told John that he has set up a meeting with Kim. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, I've been praying for that. That's fantastic.
Yes.
And tell him to keep up the good work.
All right.
And you keep up the good work. Thank you for giving us all such a wonderful opportunity. I'm sorry you're not going to be on Christmas.
Yeah, me too.
Oh man! Well, I got football for part of the time anyway.
And I'll be on the night after. I'll definitely be on the night after, and I'll certainly be with you.
And I'm joining I hate the holiday club too.
All right. Well, the doors open on Thanksgiving night, and we'll talk to you long before that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
So much. Take
all right. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Laura is in Willowbrook. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, thanks, Raleigh. I just have to tell you, I'm having more crazy experiences shopping, as you could probably tell. So today I started out at one store. I wanted to get one of these sandwich makers. I don't cook much, so I figure, well, this is kind of fast and easy stuff. So I go to one store, go where they always have them. Of course. Oh, we're out of them. Okay. So I know that there's a hardware store in my area. They're like, okay, I know they have them there. I get there. Oh, well, we only put them up at the holidays. Those won't be there until the 1st of December. I'm like, okay, I'm here at two stores for the same darn thing. So a friend of mine, she suggested, well, go to Target. I said, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'm supposed to mention them, but
no,
anyway.
Fine.
So I go to Target, and oh, look at that. They had a really good price. And then I says, oh, earlier today, I says, oh, let's open the box and see what it's all about.
Oh, no.
I'm looking. I'm like, okay. It says on the front of the box, cookbook included. recipe book included, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
I says, okay, and I'm looking further. Mm-hmm. And if it's got the cord, it's got the maker, mm-hmm. no cookbook. I'm like, where's the instruction book? Like, does this come with an instruction book, or is this one of these things you got to check online?
I know where we're going with this. Probably somebody returned the item.
Yes, you read my mind.
No.
So they must, because I looked at a label on there, mm-hmm. and it was taped on there.
Right.
And it says 1 of 10 or something. So it sounds like to me that somebody returned it, and they just retaped the box and
That's
didn't
right.
even bother to look that not everything's in there.
That's absolutely right.
What the heck is that going on?
I'd like to say that
you
that was...
about that?
Yeah, I'd like to say it's unusual. It's happened to me even in places like Amazon. So
really?
yes. And of course I always send them back, and there've gotten to be some things, for instance, with Amazon that I just won't order through them because I know the chances are high I'm going to get a return. Other things I don't have any problem with, but, man, those sandwich makers, they're all over the place. You know, Home Depot. And, if you were doing it online, they're all over the place. Now you see, it isn't a sandwich maker to me, because a sandwich maker to me is I plug it in, it opens the refrigerator door, it gets what I want, it assembles it and says, here's your sandwich. You know, the fact
there
that,
you go.
Right. The fact that I actually have to get all the supplies and then put them down, and then all I'm going to do is heat this sucker. That's not a sandwich maker. You know, that might be a sandwich heater, but it's not going to make one. You know,
I'm with you there.
That's right. Go to the vegetable door. Slice me a couple tomatoes. Come on here. No. So I got excited. A sandwich maker. I'd love one of those. No, that doesn't work like that.
Well, it supposedly will do other stuff, like, well, you could put a steak in there and have it make it. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh,
you'd
go
out to see, you can return it. But it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know.
Well, you,
it's like,
you know,
sure
you can,
this,
right. You
we'll
know,
see.
You can return it. You can return it because other people clearly have. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah. I don't know. It sounds like more effort than you need, but it also sounds like these things are everywhere.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I didn't realize that. I figure, knowing Raleigh, she might have had the same type of experience, and it sounds like you have, unfortunately.
Oh, yes. Usually it's with electronic equipment. I don't buy sandwich makers. But now, again, if they'll make the sandwich for me, they'll peck the lettuce out of the thing, yeah, then I'll buy one. But until then,
no. There you go.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Raleigh. Good night.
All right. Yeah, you know, it's all these things. The automatic cookers. Okay, fine. I'll sit here. Cook it. Doesn't work like that. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Oh, it's over. Oh, it's all over, baby. Said it's over. Ooh, it's all over, baby. I gotta get away from you as fast as I can. Oh, you're too much for me, woman. More than my heart can stand. Like a kid behind the wheel, you've been reckless with my heart. Oh, if I stay around you, sure tear it all apart. Said the road's got to end somewhere. Honey, honey, every road has got to end somewhere. Now is the time for the showdown, so let me give you the lowdown. Now we've come to the end of our road.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Marvin Gaye, The End of Our Road, 1970 on Tamla, Brian, and Joliet. Wanted to hear that, and a fine Marvin Gaye song it is. All right, so Carl in Riverside, welcome to WGN Radio.
How you doing this evening, Raleigh?
All right, thanks for staying up. What's up?
No problem. Hey, what a coincidence. Just about an hour and a half ago, I just got back from visiting a friend in Willowbrook.
so I thought it was a strange coincidence.
Uh-huh.
For beginners. Anyway, hey, I'm sure this isn't your cup of tea, but there's something about this, and I think it's a relatively new song. There's something about it I like, the sound of it, the words. Anyway, Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga.
Uh-huh.
Die with a Smile. Have you ever heard that?
I've heard of it.
Have you heard it?
No. I've got it, but I've never played it.
Well, perhaps you can visit it sometime.
Okay.
At your leisure. And I don't know, it just hits me in the best of ways.
Yeah.
And there you go. That's all I got for you tonight.
Well, she wrote it with Bruno Mars, and that was, I think it was released in the summer. And, that was sent to me.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that was released.
Oh, so this has been up for a little while.
I think, August. You know, I don't remember. I get a lot of things emailed to me. Remember, I own radio stations, so they're always wanting me to play stuff. And, of course, I just trash it, because I don't have time for any of this. But anyway,
yeah.
yes, I'm aware that it exists, and all I have to do is go through email garbage, and
I know it's going to hurt you, but, you know, maybe sometime.
I'll absolutely. I think it was labeled as soft rock or something. I'll look for it. It wasn't anything that would be appropriate for us to play, so I didn't look at it.
Yeah,
that way. But
and you know what? Keep in mind, from what I gather, you and I are. Let me think. I'm a young dude, which I am, but I think we're relatively close in age. Which is 39.
Right. Times you know, something.
But
yes.
No, we are. We are, though. So I just wanted to mention that. So, because I grew up with a lot of, the stuff, late 50s, 60s, soul music, blah, blah, blah. And I really do like a lot of stuff you play. There's a lot of stuff I've never even heard of before. And I go, where was I when that was going on, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. So. All right, I'll go pull the email and see what I think. I don't hold much hope, but you never know.
Me too.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, ma'am.
Appreciate
it. One.
All right. Sure. I'll be happy to do it. Yeah, I saw that because there was a picture of them on. Well, anyway. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And let's see. All right. Sandwich maker. So Sherry from Naperville called back about this. And as I say, Sherry, they're misnamed if they were sandwich toasters or sandwich heaters. But sandwich makers, I want these suckers to get the stuff out of the refrigerator, compile a sandwich, put it on a plate, and hand it to me.
Oh, well, I'm just saying that when David gets his lunches, and it's at the Jewel, which is Albertson's, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like turkey and cheddar or
no,
ham
but
and
but we're talking about this device. The caller was referring to this device, the sandwich maker that
you
she
mean,
wants
like
to
a
buy.
Panini thing?
Apparently, that's what I mean. There's many on the markets. They're called sandwich makers, but I'm looking at them and they're not sandwich makers. They might be sandwich pressers or they might be sandwich grillers. They are not
cookers.
Sandwich makers. Yeah, they're right. If you want sandwich warmers, yes, that's to what she was referring. She wants to buy one of these things.
Yeah, but I'm telling her that
no, she doesn't want to go she doesn't want to go somewhere to go have her sandwich made for her. She wants
to be
able to
do this.
Well,
when I lived by myself,
all right.
I would buy a head of lettuce and this, that, and the other, and half of it would rot.
Mm-hmm.
So it was much better to buy, nowadays, a pre-made sandwich out of the deli that they put out of the deli where you don't have to even... And that's my opinion.
Yeah. And it's a nice tip, options, but that was not her interest. She was interested in buying a sandwich maker. So,
All right.
Thanks for calling. All right.
Okay.
Good luck. Go to sleep. All right. Start now.
Oh, wait. One more thing.
Oh. Yeah.
Your terrible list?
Yeah.
I got one.
Okay.
It was on the charts.
Okay.
After I heard the other one. Even though the previous caller praised Calamari, he played like 8 times in a row, Doris Day's Buttons and Bows.
Okay, there you go. All right.
But I heard on OTR, who's the orchestra leader of Bing Crosby's brother? Do you know?
Bob Crosby?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There was like some male chorus that did that.
Mm.
And it sounded so wonderful compared to hers.
Mm.
And that is my ultimate icky song.
Yes, yes, Bing Crosby did Buttons and Bows as well. That's one of those pop standards that pretty much everybody and their brother has done.
Yeah, but it sounded so great with the male voices versus the...
It's got to be better than Bob Hope and Dolly Parton together.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm not making that up. I'm not that creative.
Oh, you are not making that, but I never heard that before.
Yeah, well, let's keep it that way. Let's hope our luck holds out. All right, thanks for calling. Sleep well. All right,
okay,
now, on that note,
so
James, I was going to get to James on the south side. So, James, you got to call me tomorrow night. And we have a number of things to discuss, several stories, and I look forward to it. So call me then. Thanks. Bye. All right.
Bye.
So, all right. So there was a so we know James is with us. He's still awake. He heard that, and he'll call tomorrow night. Yeah, he sends me all these interesting stories, and one of them actually. Well, I'm not going to preview it. I'm just going to say that 21 hours from now we'll do this all again. We'll continue to vote on the world's worst hit records. I'll continue to take your calls and plead with you to make them, and Adam will continue to keep us on the air, and John will screen them. And other than that, I guess that's it for until 21 hours from now. That's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.